From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Judge Sonia Sotomayor has gone into more detail today about the role she believes life history should play in a judge's work. This is her third day of confirmation hearings to the U.S. Supreme Court. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Republicans have hammered at speeches in which Sotomayor talked about the difference personal background can make in a judge's decision-making. Sotomayor said she believes it's incumbent on judges to acknowledge the influence their life experiences may have.
I certainly wasn't intending to suggest that there would be a difference that affected the outcome. I talked about there being a possibility that it could affect the process of judging.
Sotomayor said it's important for the bench to include judges with a variety of life experiences. She said that inspires confidence that all arguments will be listened to and understood. Sotomayor also confirmed that no one on the White House staff talked with her about her position on abortion before she was nominated to the High Court. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
A Senate panel has approved legislation widening health insurance coverage to all Americans. The legislation would cost about $600 billion. It requires everyone to get health insurance. Employers would be required to help pay for it. Yesterday, Democrats in the House of Representatives unveiled their proposal to overhaul health care. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says her chamber will take up the matter by the end of the month. President Obama has urged Congress to pass health care legislation before lawmakers break for their August recess. The government's key measure of consumer prices rose sharply last month. Most of the rise was attributed to a spike in gas prices. NPR's Scott Newman has more.
The Labor Department says the consumer price index rose by 0.7% last month, slightly more than economists had forecast. It was the biggest one-month gain since last July. But the jump hasn't raised much concern about inflation because it's mostly the result of soaring gasoline prices that have since come back down. Taking out volatile energy and food prices, the index leaves a more closely watched core measure. That rose by just 0.2%. Overall, the recession has kept a tight lid on prices, with the CPI falling nearly 1.5% in the last year, its biggest drop since 1950. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
The White House says President Obama will receive Iraqi President Nouri al-Maliki in Washington next week. The statement says both countries are close partners in building a democratic Iraq, and the president looks forward to discussing many issues with the Iraqi leader. At the end of last month, U.S. troops pulled out of Iraqi towns and cities. The withdrawal was part of a security pact the U.S. and Iraq agreed upon earlier this year. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 178 points at 8,537. The Nasdaq is up 48 points. This is NPR. Iranian state television reports a jetliner has crashed just northwest of the capital. The report says 168 people were aboard and no one survived. The jet went down just after takeoff in a field and broke up. This belonged to Caspian Airlines, and it was flying toward Armenia. The cause of the accident is not yet known. NASA will try again to launch the Space Shuttle Endeavour. This is the sixth attempt. The shuttle is supposed to take off this evening. If the Endeavour makes it to orbit, mission managers will still have some difficult choices. From member station WMFE, Pat Duggins reports.
Space Shuttle Endeavour isn't the only spacecraft planning to dock with the International Space Station. A Russian cargo ship is scheduled to arrive at the end of the month. NASA safety rules say the missions can't overlap, so if the shuttle blasts off tonight, the astronauts may have to undock a day early. NASA's Mike Moses says the agency is looking at what work to cut.
As you go about building the timeline, you actually come up with all these interim options, and you end up down-selecting away from them. But they live in some form as a down mode to go back to.
NASA could cancel one of the five spacewalks or leave both the station and shuttle cluttered with equipment to be cleaned up after Endeavour undocks. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
The U.S. Geological Survey reports a huge earthquake struck just off New Zealand's coast earlier today. Its magnitude measured 7.8. The tremor generated a small tsunami, and the Pacific Tsunami Center issued a brief warning. It was canceled after about an hour. The quake was felt across New Zealand's South Island. Local authorities reported some damage. No one was hurt and no serious damage was reported. New Zealand scientists say there have been powerful aftershocks. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.